This episode of To The Journey is brought to you by Audible.com, offering more than 150,000 titles for your desktop or mobile device. To get a free audiobook of your choice, visit audibletrial.com/trekfm. And also by Enterprise in Space. Find out how you can help science and education and become a virtual crew member aboard the NSS Enterprise Orbiter. Visit enterpriseinspace.org for more details.
This is Robert Picardo, the emergency medical hologram from Star Trek Voyager, and you're listening to Trek FM.
I think it's safe to say that no one on this crew has been more obsessed with getting home than I have. But when I think about everything we've been through together, maybe it's not the destination that matters. Maybe it's the journey. And if that journey takes a little longer, so we can do something we all believe in, I can't think of any place I'd rather be, or any people I'd rather be with.
To the journey.
You're here.
To the journey.
Hello, everybody at home, and welcome. This is To The Journey. I'm your co-host, Zachary Frueling, and with me, as always, are...
Suzanne Williamson and...
Kay Shaw.
So, Suzanne and Kay, are you guys ready to run off with Chakotay and B'Elanna to join the Maquis?
Yeah.
Sure.
Who wouldn't?
Chakotay? Maquis? I'm there.
Suzanne's always up for joining Chakotay.
I think I romanticize the Maquis a bit, kind of like a pirate's life, so, you know...
There's plenty of rum.
Yes, there's plenty of rum.
It's the pirate's life for Kay.
Yo-ho, yo-ho.
I'm down with that, definitely.
So you may have figured out that we're going to talk about Chakotay and B'Elanna today. We are going to come up with our top five Chakotay-B'Elanna moments in all of Star Trek Voyager. So I don't know about you guys, but I had the hardest time coming up with my top five Chakotay and B'Elanna moments. Once I started putting my list together, I realized they don't get a lot of one-on-one screen time together.
No, they really don't.
No, they don't. And actually, the list that I had come up with in my head before I started, you know, researching and watching episodes, the list I came up with was mostly from fanfics that I've read. I'm like, damn, I can't use that. And they were some great ones, too.
Yeah. No, I was really surprised, actually, how many there weren't.
I actually cheated a little bit on mine. I had such a hard time coming up with Chakotay and B'Elanna moments. I actually jumped on Google and I had to Google Chakotay, B'Elanna, Voyager transcripts just so I could confirm how few times they actually appear on screen one-on-one together.
Cheater.
Yeah, that is cheating.
I'm not hiding it. I'll lay it all bare. I had to cheat for this one.
I actually ended up not picking any of the ones that I initially thought of.
Mine were obvious.
I think there were like three or four really obvious ones. And then you got to work for the rest.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of a shame, actually, because Chakotay and B'Elanna, I kind of think of them as being kind of tight. You know, they were in the Maquis together. They kind of have this buddy relationship. But it occurred to me it's not on screen very much. It's all just in our headcanon that they're as tight as they are.
Yeah. In my headcanon, they're totally like brother and sister.
Yeah.
That type of close relation. And we really don't see that.
But they have like four conversations in all of Voyager.
It's not four. It's a few more than that. But it's not as many as you'd think it is.
Okay, it's six. Six conversations.
Yeah, this was definitely more difficult than doing seven in the Doctor moments.
Oh, definitely.
As we were coming up with ideas for the show, we were thinking to ourselves, why haven't they done this on To the Journey before? How come Char
and
Tristan
found out now.
Well, it's because we found out why firsthand.
Now we know, and knowing is half the battle.
Well, do you guys want to dive in and get started?
Yeah.
Totally arbitrarily. Kay, let's start with you today. What's your first pick for your top five Chakotay B'Elanna moments?
So, the first one I'm going to pick is from the episode Remember, which is a season three episode. For anyone who doesn't remember it, quick synopsis. It's the one where some telepaths show up on the ship and B'Elanna starts getting these memories of somebody else's life. She's having this affair with this guy and it turns out that it's all been quite tragic in their past and so on. But I picked this one out because there's the bit where Chakotay goes to her quarters because she's overslept and she basically just tells him all about what's been happening in her dream. And I just really like that moment because I just really love the casual way that they share. And I think this is probably a theme with some of the other stuff I'm going to talk about later. But I really like the way that they sort of, they don't really have any shyness with each other in the way that they just share stuff. They're quite happy to just put it out there, you know. And yeah, there's a little bit of gentle teasing and stuff like that. But I really like it because I feel like it's something quite rare in TV to see that kind of relationship between a male character and a female character who aren't related.
Mm-hmm.
You know, normally this is the these are the kind of conversations we see with two female characters or two male characters, but it'd probably be portrayed a bit differently. But for it to be a male and a female character, I think it's quite interesting.
Yeah, I would like to think of that scene with Tom and Harry, like put them in place of B'Elanna and Chakotay and see how that would play out.
Yeah,
it would be very different.
It would be a very different scene. Yeah.
So that scene from Remember was totally on my list too, and essentially for the same reason. I just like that B'Elanna trusts Chakotay enough to kind of casually talk about her dreams, and even though it's not a very long scene, it shows that they do have a close relationship. And again, despite the fact that they don't get much on screen time together one on one, they clearly have a close enough relationship. I don't casually tell most of my dreams to most people, so the fact that she's doing that shows that they're kind of tight and close.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, this did not make it onto my list because I forgot all about it.
Wait, how did you find more than five? That means there's at least six Chakotay.
Yeah. Or I just used a fanfic moment and didn't realize it.
Ah, well, it's fine. You just have to tell the listeners all about it. That's all.
Oh, okay.
So, Suzanne, any thoughts to add on that scene from Remember?
No, because I didn't really remember it. So.
You didn't remember Remember?
I totally forgot Remember.
That's
I don't think of it
ironic.
As the most memorable episode. Yeah, absolutely. It's not one of my favorite episodes for sure.
About the only thing I remember from that episode is Janeway being creepily touched on the back so she could play the instrument.
Yes.
That's about it.
Yeah.
So as we work through our list of Chakotay and B'Elanna moments, I'm going to keep a sort of running list of the things we like. So one thing we like about Chakotay and B'Elanna is dream sharing.
Well, then you could also bring up something on my list that goes along with dream-ish sharing. Finding out that Chakotay helped B'Elanna contact her animal guide. Because that's not something that he shares with everybody. So far, we only know that he's shared it with Janeway and B'Elanna. And unfortunately, B'Elanna tried to kill her animal guide, but, you know, not everybody's perfect.
I think every top five list that has Chakotay has an animal guide scene on it.
Surely it must do, really.
So we've got dream sharing, we've got talking about one's animal guide.
Was that your pick, Suzanne?
That was my pick, yes.
You snuck that in very...
I wonder if you should say what episode that's from.
The Cloud. But my question is, what was her animal guide? I would like to know.
Well, we don't find out. We don't find out what Chakotay's is, do we?
No, and that always bugged me because I really wanted to know. You would think he would have at least, you know, whittled a little figurine of his animal guide to have in his quarters.
He tells Janeway it's not the bear, though, right?
He tells her it's not a bear and it's a female.
Yes, he does. We do find out in Pathways. Is it Pathways, is it, that we find out? We do find out what animal guide is in Pathways.
So we could make like a Chakotay animal guide Venn diagram. We have the intersection of the circle consisting of females. We have the circle consisting of non-bears. And there must be a third circle in there, but we don't know what it is.
The third circle is everything else.
Yes.
Sorry, once a logic teacher, always
I was going to say, I'm not sure whether the listeners are quite up on your obsession with Venn diagrams yet, Zachary, but I'm sure they will in time.
it runs deep.
It does. So what's your first pick then, Zachary?
So my first pick was from the episode Parallax, which is actually Voyager's third episode, counting Caretaker as two episodes. And if you remember, in that episode, B'Elanna is up for promotion to chief engineer, and she's just punched Lieutenant Carey, and Chakotay has to come into her quarters and basically say, "You're really ruining this. You're making a bad day for me, and you need to get your act together if you're going to be promoted to chief engineer." And she has this revelation, like, "Oh, I'm seriously being considered for chief engineer." I love that moment when he has to say, "Look, you're up for a really important job. You need to act like it."
I really like that moment actually, where she kind of goes, "What, you're serious?" Because he kind of jokes around with her a little bit before that, and then she thinks he's still joking around, and he's not, and she's like, "Oh, okay then." What did the captain
say? Yeah, because B'Elanna, she doesn't really think she's going to be seriously considered for the role. She doesn't believe in herself yet. She's got kind of a crisis of confidence. And Chakotay gives her that nudge to become the best version of herself. And that's what a good friend can do.
I didn't pick it because I knew one of you guys would pick it.
I thought it was kind of interesting that he's still referring to her as Torres at this point and not B'Elanna yet. They're not on a first name basis.
Yeah, that is kind of weird because they should be on a first name basis because they were on that tiny little ship together.
Yeah, I noticed that and I thought about that and I wondered whether or not it wasn't because he's laying the law down with her. So he's like, we're having a conversation as colleagues now, not we're having a conversation as friends. That's how I read it, I think.
I think it would be funnier if when we get around to your first pick, Kay, and remember if he'd said, tell me about your dreams, Torres.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have worked as well. No. So at some point they become on a first name basis.
Yeah, not
we don't
not
know
so
exactly
much.
When.
I think they were, but I think this was just him coming in as, this is Commander Chakotay at this point, not just Chakotay.
Did you guys pick up on the change in pronunciation? Because yes. In the first season, Chakotay, not Chakotay because he calls her Torres, but everyone is calling her B'Elanna.
Yeah.
And it really heavy accent on the first syllable. And people are calling Chakotay. In a very punctuated,
I like when they call him
supposedly Native American sounding way.
I wish they kept both of them. I really like both of those. I wish they'd kept
I'm
them,
not
but they
a
obviously
fan
got
of
lazy after a while.
It should be an A in there.
But if we'd have been used to it all the way through, we probably wouldn't have even thought about it.
Chakotay. It just sounds so good.
B'Elanna.
And Janeway says it really well as well.
Yes, she does.
Every time she says it, I just like, that sounds great.
It's like they had to rehearse and rehearse and rehearse to remember that name. Like, oh, here it comes. Okay, I'm going to get it right. Chakotay.
Yeah.
I got it. Score.
Yeah. Well, that's funny, actually, because that segues me nicely onto my next one, because I think the title of this episode, I think, is something else they had to practice quite a lot to say, which was Tsunkatsi. See, I can't even say it.
The one with the rock.
So I picked a scene from this episode because whilst it's not necessarily a really obvious Chakotay and B'Elanna moment, and actually the first half of it is in the mess hall along with Harry and Tom, I picked this out because it shows a casualness that we don't normally get to see. This kind of off-duty banter. It's just a really nice scene. So we've got the four of them in the mess hall kind of talking about the fights that are coming up, and they're all ribbing Harry about him talking about how he thinks he could take Chakotay at boxing because he's been a Parisi Squares champion and all this kind of thing, and B'Elanna's just, you know, ribbing him. And then we get this lovely little bit after Chakotay and B'Elanna leave and they're walking down the corridor where he's like, oh yeah, so I'm going to enjoy the fight later. And she's like, what? Why am I not going? Oh, because you've scheduled me on the bridge so that you can go. And we just get this lovely, again, brother-sister kind of bickering of like, well, why do you need to go and see it? Oh, well, it's anthropology.
It's anthropology.
It's not anthropology. What's Tsunkatsi got to do with anthropology? It's cultural.
Well, that's why I like professional wrestling.
Yeah, exactly.
It's anthropological.
Exactly. So there you go. But it's really nice. It's a very casual, off-duty, kind of relaxed scene. And I just really like the dynamic between the four of them in particular, but with, you know, B'Elanna and Chakotay there. So that's why I picked that one up.
See, I think you had a slightly different rule than me, though. See, I was trying to focus on Chakotay and B'Elanna one-on-one moments, and this is a little more like a group scene.
Well, it is, but you get the scene of just the two of them later on. So they walk out, and then they're talking in the corridor. So that's more the bit that I was focusing on.
I'm only half joking, though. Every time I tell someone I like professional wrestling, except people go, oh, really? You like that? I'm like, oh, yeah, but it's all about the sociology and anthropology and the ethics of it all. And
you should.
Yeah, that must be it.
Okay, so your challenge now is that in a circle of Star Trek people and see how many people you can get away with it without everyone going, hang on a minute.
So I'm continuing my running tab of things we like about the Chakotay-B'Elanna relationship. We've got dream sharing, talking about animal guides, helping B'Elanna grow up, and brother-sister banter.
Yep.
So far.
Yes.
So that brings us back to you, Suzanne. What's your next pick?
My next one would be Chakotay and B'Elanna holding hands. In that scene in Twisted, where the entity is twisting the rest of the ship, it said a lot to me just to see them sitting across from one another. Other people are, you know, near friends, and they're just holding on to each other.
Yeah, that's a really nice little scene there. And spirit guides got mentioned again.
Yay!
So do you like the hand-holding because it's platonic brother-sister, yes. Or do you like hand-holding because it's Chakotay, B'Elanna, maybe...
Don't even go there.
Relationship? Is that the writers flirting with that? What do you think?
No, I don't think that that was the writers flirting with that at all. Chakotay couldn't be near Janeway because Tuvok was already there. You know, protective hand on the shoulder type thing. So, you know, Chakotay went to his best friend instead.
I really like that the scene is in here. It's just, it's a nice little, you know, we're not quite sure what's going to happen. It's all a bit, moment. And they're just kind of being there for each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice. So, yeah, good pick.
So comforting, reassuring moments. Yep.
I had this on my honorable mentions list.
Yay.
Well, that wasn't on my list at all. So we actually have more of these moments than I thought we might come up with tonight.
Woo. I've got a few more to go through. So what's your next one, Zachary?
So my next pick was from Extreme Risk. And if you remember in that episode, B'Elanna is doing some harmful or risky behaviors to deal with the fact that their Maquis friends have been slaughtered, have been killed, wiped out, essentially. And it's really touching to me when Chakotay says, hey, you're being really self-destructive. You don't understand. You've got a new family here on Voyager, and he has to help her understand that she has a new family. Despite all the people she's lost, she hasn't lost everything yet.
Yeah, that one was on my list as well. Just seeing him counsel her in that manner. And I found it a little odd that she didn't realize already that she had such a close bond with all of these people.
Well, I think with B'Elanna, she doesn't really believe in herself yet, right? Even for quite a ways into Voyager, she still has a crisis of confidence. She doesn't. I think B'Elanna always worries she doesn't fit in with the group. She's not good enough. She's not Starfleet material. So she just doesn't really feel like she's part of the group for quite a long time in Voyager.
Well, I could buy that more in the earlier seasons, but this is towards later on.
Yeah, it's true. This isn't at the beginning of Voyager at all. Yeah,
but we still see her battle with, you know, her sort of human Klingon thing that she's clearly really hung up about all the way through. And we know she's been like isolated before and sort of pushed aside from groups and stuff. So I can see that it would take her a lot longer to really, while she knows it, there's a difference between knowing it on an intellectual level and knowing that you are part of this group and knowing that these are your family and stuff, and then feeling, you know, actually accepting it yourself. You know, there's always might still be a doubt there with her because of what she's been through in the past. You know, it's really difficult for her to trust people.
And I think it's part of the narrative she tells about herself. I mean, the narrative she has about herself is that, you know, I'm Klingon and I've got these reactions I'm not proud of and I don't fit in. I couldn't cut it at the Academy and I'm not going to fit in with the Starfleet thing. So, you know, she just, even though, you know, this is what, season six of Voyager, I don't think that narrative has changed all that much. It's tempered a bit, but that's still kind of her starting point for the narrative that she tells about herself and who she is.
But I see her actions in this episode as more of an extreme case of depression. And acting out on that depression, doing things just so she can feel something, that's depression. And not so much not fitting in.
And I think it says a lot that, again, she cares enough about Chakotay to be able to eventually let her guard down and reveal why she's acting this way. And it's Chakotay that she reaches out to and not anyone else. Although he kind of drags her kicking and screaming into the holodeck. But after that, she opens up.
Bit of tough love. It's pretty harsh, isn't it? I mean, like, you know, but he's being cruel to be kind, so.
Well, I love that he doesn't let her choose the holodeck program either. Like, he knows that if he lets her choose, she's going to choose some other, you know, mellower program. So mm-hmm. He, you know, chooses the program, overrides the control, shoves her in the holodeck and confronts her.
Yeah.
It's a great intervention.
Yeah, it is. It's quite difficult to watch, actually. It's probably been a little while since I saw this episode. And, yeah, I remembered it as being quite a tough scene to watch, but even just watching it again, I thought, yeah, that's really tough. You know, there's a lot of emotion there. It's really raw.
Yeah.
But that's what real friends are about. You know, sometimes real friends do need to drag you kicking and screaming or give you a nudge to be the best version of yourself or say, hey, look, you're being really self-destructive, or you need to get your act together, or you need to do whatever. And, you know, real friends can do that. It's the people that don't care about you who don't do those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This scene, I think probably it was the first one that I thought of when we started talking about this topic. But I didn't actually put it on my list because I was like, well, it's bound to come up.
By the way, if anyone is curious, if you go to YouTube and you type in Chakotay B'Elanna, you'll see like 100 different variations on this scene on YouTube.
Yeah.
So there's your homework assignment, everyone. Like they've been edited and mixed together, like some with some romantic music and some with like some dramatic music.
Romantic music,
you know. Yeah, it's weird. I'm telling you, there's like every flavor of the scene you can imagine has been done on YouTube.
So what do you have on your list next, Kay?
The next one I'm going to pick is from the episode Cathexis, which is from series one. And it's not actually a moment between Chakotay and B'Elanna. It's actually a moment with B'Elanna and also the doctors there as well. But it's when Chakotay's lying in sick bay and she's got the medicine wheel out. And she's sort of trying to do what she can to help bring him back from wherever it is that he's got lost. The doctor and B'Elanna actually have quite a nice little conversation. I'm not going to talk about that too much because we're not talking about them. But there is mountains of the antelope women. There you go. I've said it. That's I think that's all we need to say there. But I actually just really like the fact that she's done this. She's brought this out for him. And there's a nice little line at the end where she says, "Find your way home, Commander."
That's such a good pick. I'd totally forgotten about that. And it's fun because it's not just about dialogue. She has props.
She does have props.
It always helps to have props.
It does help to have props.
If only she knew how to use them properly.
Yes. Yes.
So I wonder if after that episode she got a tutorial.
I love the surprise when she realizes that the doctor knows all about this. That was quite nice. But I just... There's quite a lot more to this scene, I think, than is immediately obvious on the screen. I mean, the thing that I really took from it was the fact that it's really nice that she has that respect for his beliefs, that we see that she has this sort of... He's asked her if anything ever happens to him that she would do this. And obviously, you know, he's not actually going to have a clue whether or not she's done it because he's not there to know. So the fact that she's actually respected that, even though she doesn't believe in that herself and we don't really see any evidence that she believes in that herself. I just really like that. And that tells us a lot about their relationship as well.
But Chakotay is there to know. Because remember, he takes over Neelix's body and then rearranges the rocks and all that.
He is, but as far as she knows at that point is what I meant.
I'm a little worried that B'Elanna didn't care enough about Chakotay to try any Klingon medicine on him.
What would it be? Just blood wine?
Klingon bloodletting? I don't know.
Percussive maintenance.
A nice warm bowl of gach.
To the face.
Klingon chicken soup.
Or even banana pancakes.
Prune juice. A warrior's drink.
Chakotay, have a bite of a heart of targ and wash it down with some prune juice.
Yep.
So adding to my list of things we like about the Chakotay-B'Elanna relationship, we've got B'Elanna's healing touch. So let's see. I think that brings us back to Suzanne. What's your next pick for top five Chakotay-B'Elanna moment, Suzanne?
My next pick is actually my most favoritest one, but I'm going to do it now. I was going to save it till the end, but no, I can't wait any longer. Ooh. It would be fake Chakotay giving away fake B'Elanna in Course Oblivion, because even fake Chakotay and fake B'Elanna are tight like that.
That is a really lovely moment. I love the way that he looks at her.
It's just very touching. I mean, who else would she pick to give her away?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a real proud Big Brother look, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It may be fake Chakotay and fake B'Elanna, but that is a genuine item on your list.
Nothing fake about it.
There was nothing fake about that, no. I had it written down on my list of possible moments.
In true Voyager fashion, it's a moment that never really happened.
Aww, you had to do that, didn't you?
That's the great thing about Chakotay and B'Elanna. Even the moments that never really happened are great.
So what's your next pick then, Zachary?
So in keeping with my earlier statement that I like when Chakotay sets B'Elanna straight, my next pick is from Message in a Bottle, when B'Elanna is basically complaining about Seven of Nine, saying, oh, she's done this and she's done that. And Chakotay says, you're a senior officer, act like one, handle it. He just doesn't want to hear her whining about it. Chakotay once again sets B'Elanna straight.
Yeah, that was his suck it up moment.
Yeah, she has quite a few whines about Seven, doesn't she, to begin with?
Yeah, but then again, who doesn't?
I mean, it barely counts as a moment. It's such a short scene. It's a really small moment, but it's a fun one when he basically says, you know, grow up, stop whining.
Yeah, well, that's the thing I think that for me makes it feel the most like a sibling relationship, that type of thing, because he's not, as much as they're close and as much as they're there to kind of listen to each other and support each other and have all those lovely little moments, you know, they're not afraid to kind of go, you're being an idiot. Quit it.
And because of their experience together in the Maquis, they can do that with each other without sort of violating Starfleet protocol. I can't imagine in the same kind of way, I can't imagine Janeway so casually telling Harry Kim to deal with it, grow up. You know, it wouldn't be quite so brother-sister, but because they have their history in the Maquis together, they can sidestep Starfleet protocol, and Chakotay can just, rather than sort of playing rank and playing in an official capacity and telling her this, like, you know, I mean, if this were a real, like, performance review, he'd sit her down and he'd say, okay, B'Elanna, blah, blah, blah. We've noticed that you have, you know, these are your strengths and these are your weaknesses. We really think you should do blah, 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 blah. He just goes, B'Elanna, grow up.
Yeah.
And you can't imagine, I can't imagine Janeway telling any of the Starfleet crew to do that.
No. No, definitely
not. So this is a Maquis-ism.
But we also know that the Maquis way is to punch people, too.
That is true.
You want Chakotay to punch B'Elanna?
No, I wasn't saying Chakotay should punch B'Elanna. The Maquis
way?
B'Elanna should have punched him in the gut for saying that. If we go with, like, a brotherly, sisterly attitude.
So that was my pick. Just a small moment from Message in a Bottle. What about you, Kay? What's your next pick?
My next pick is from the second part of Future's End. So we get this scene in the shuttle. They just end up chatting. They're looking out over, like, what they can see of Earth, and they end up talking about time at the Academy and stuff. And I just really like this conversation because it gives us some character background, and also, you know, we get a bit more of that relationship. We start talking about sort of Chakotay talking about what he'd do if they had to stay, basically, if they ended up having to stay behind, what would they do? And Chakotay's like, oh, I'd do this, you know, I could win a Nobel Prize or whatever by doing such and such. And then B'Elanna's like, yeah, highly qualified Klingon.
Chakotay'd be like, I'm gonna become a professional wrestler for the archaeology.
Yes, professional archaeological wrestler. That's great.
He'd have a side business at woodworking.
I like that scene. It's a cute scene. It's a really nice scene.
Well, I like any of the scenes where characters let their guard down and they kind of reveal who they really are. Like Chakotay, yeah, he was in the Maquis, and yes, he's a Starfleet officer, but he kind of just wants to be an archaeologist too, and it's fun to let him talk about it.
Well, he wants to win a Nobel Prize, apparently. That's what we learn about Chakotay in this scene.
But then he's changing the past, and then the time cops are going to show up and, you know, cause problems.
Yeah, true.
So we can't do that.
Yeah, and so after Chakotay wins his Nobel Prize, we know that B'Elanna wants to win the Nobel Prize for Klingon romance literature.
Yes. That makes sense. Makes perfect sense. What do you have next on your list, Suzanne?
Well, it's my last one, because I kind of doubled up with a couple of you. But it's the scene in Caretaker, where B'Elanna is like, who is she to be making all these decisions for us? And Chakotay just looks at her and says, she's the captain. She's and then B'Elanna just shuts up like, oh. So,
see, once again, he puts B'Elanna exactly. in her place. That's
puts his foot down
charm,
says,
right?
Shut up.
Yeah, that's a great moment all round. Not just as a B'Elanna and Chakotay mm-hmm. moment, but it's a great moment just generally. I really like those little moments. There's lots of them in Caretaker that just give us those little character connections and stuff. Yeah. And I really like that one.
Well, that's the moment that makes Chakotay really plausible as a first officer. He knows that it's going to be his job to do what the captain mm-hmm. says, you know, even before he's made first officer. That's he respects the chain of command, even being part of the Maquis.
That's probably the moment she picks him, isn't it? That's probably the moment she goes, right, yep, I've decided what we're going
to
do.
But that clearly can't be the moment when Janeway decided to make B'Elanna chief engineer.
Well, I don't think it ever really hit Janeway's radar to do that until Chakotay suggests it to her, does it?
Yeah.
I know we've now moved on to talking about Parallax again, but I don't think it even would have occurred to her to do that because she just thinks B'Elanna's too much of a wild card.
Well, she thought it was such an utterly ridiculous idea when she first mm-hmm. heard the idea. Yeah. She said, you can't be serious.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Suzanne, I love that you picked that episode because I love Robert Beltran's acting here. When he says, she's the captain, he says it with such conviction. And he says it, he understates it. He doesn't overstate that line. She's the captain. He says, she's the captain. Mm-hmm. And he does the same thing when he tells Captain Janeway that he's recommending B'Elanna to be chief engineer. He says, very, you know, very understated, very direct. He's a person of simple, direct convictions. I like that about Chakotay and that moment.
Chakotay.
Yeah,
and B'Elanna.
Yeah, no, I totally get what you mean. I really like it. I love this moment. I know it's only a small moment, but I don't think you can like this moment too much. It's not possible to over like this moment, if that's
not
even a phrase. Yeah, it's one I always think back on. It's just it's a really great moment. Great pilot, really great pilot.
Very, very good.
What is your next pick, Zachary?
So you guys are going to laugh at this one. My next pick was from Workforce. And it's just a little moment when Chakotay is telling B'Elanna, what if I told you, you know, we were old friends? And she says, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And then she punches him.
Oh, yeah.
See, she punches him.
I wondered what you were going to come up with then, but then I was like, oh, okay.
You know, on my list, I had to get a B'Elanna punches someone moment in
yeah.
there.
Yeah, even when she doesn't know him, the relationship's still there.
It's still like a sibling relationship.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Nice. It is nice.
It's about the only good moment from Workforce.
And Janeway's hair. I like Janeway's hair.
Yeah, Janeway's hair is good.
So Suzanne is out of picks, and I've got one more left. Do you have one more on your
list?
I
have one more left.
What's your last pick?
So my last pick is from Maneuvers, which is season 2 episode. And it's scene where B'Elanna and Chakotay are talking about how Seska has basically duped him. and then... she basically pulls him up on how he's behaving and sort of says, you're taking this really personally. And he reveals how responsible... Well, she's obviously already aware of the fact of how responsible he feels for what's happened. So she pulls him up on it, basically, and gets him to talk about it. So this is kind of like her intervention. Mm-hmm. It's a bit gentler than the way that we've seen him do it with her. But I really like the way that she gets him to talk about it because she's obviously realized that he's beating himself up about it.
And there's a great line. This is actually my last pick, actually.
Okay.
My exact last
pick.
There's a great line from that scene when Chakotay says, now I'm getting advice about controlling my emotions for That's a great line.
That's a good line. Yeah, and so there's a nice little lighthearted bit at the end there. It's a really nice scene because it's quite a short scene, but I feel like they pack a lot in there. Mm-hmm. Also, she tells him that he has lousy taste in women, so that means me quite a lot. I've stolen your last pick as well, then, Zachary.
You did, but that's not really a surprise considering how few Chakotay B'Elanna scenes there really are.
There aren't as many as I expected. I was surprised,
yeah,
as we've already said. But I have a couple of honorable mentions. I don't know whether you guys have any.
No, I don't.
No, I actually couldn't come up with enough on my list, so no honorable mentions. We want to hear yours, though,
okay.
For sure.
So there's quite a nice scene with them at the end of Faces, where B'Elanna's talking about her experience that she's had, obviously being split and stuff, and he's gone to ask her how she's doing. She's sort of talking about, obviously that is a weird and strange experience that she's been through, but yeah. I just really like the line that he says to her, where he said, you two made quite a team.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a Chakotay line.
Yeah.
It's like supposed to be funny, but it's not really.
Yeah.
But you two made quite a team. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether he was trying to be funny or whether he was trying to be more sort of...
It sounds like a bad joke.
I was going to say it was
I don't
dad
think he's...
type joke.
Yeah, I don't think he's...
Yes,
I don't think he means it like that.
It's a bad
though.
Dad joke. Like, that's not funny, Chakotay.
Oh, <Chakotay. laughs>
And he is still Chakotay at this point. Yeah. Well, there's a few nice little moments between them in Lineage. I like the bit where he's telling her that Taya is the female form of Chakotay when she tells him that it's a girl. And she's like, you could name it after me. So I quite like that little moment. That was nice. And he does a bad dad joke when he goes to congratulate her as well, when he says, have you been near any warp cores today?
Oh, yeah.
That was a certain glow about you. So cheesy. So cheesy.
I think we've really discovered that the top Chakotay B'Elanna moments are actual moments. They're not even scenes. They're these small, little, tiny mm-hmm. character moments that are brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. I have one more. The final one that I've got is in Barge of the Dead. It's fairly in the middle of the episode after she's sort of just starting to work out what's going on. And she's like, I think I died and I was on the Barge of the Dead, basically. It's quite interesting because they have this really nice little conversation about religion and his beliefs and her beliefs, and does it matter what is real? It's what you believe that matters. Chakotay kind of has this nice little line that he says when he says, oh, my grandfather thought that he could transform into a wolf and it was real to him. Didn't mean he could actually transform into a wolf, but it was the experience that he had that was important. And I just really liked the way that he validated what she was saying, which was, well, I don't know if this is real. I don't know if this is imaginary. It felt real, but is it real? Is there an afterlife mm-hmm. and all this kind of thing? And I really like the way that they can have those sort of conversations.
He's like, that's okay. My grandfather was crazy.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid that. But
don't feel bad, B'Elanna.
Yeah, she's not Baylana by this point. I think this is like season six or something. But yeah, no, I just really like the fact that they could have those sort of conversations that he's like, it's fine. It doesn't matter what you believe. It's what you experience.
Yeah.
So there you go. Those are our picks.
So I'm pretty impressed. We came up with a longer list than I thought we were going to. I think for me, in the way of final thoughts, I really just like the way, out of all the members of the Voyager crew, Chakotay and B'Elanna seem to be able to say to each other, cut the BS, give me the straight scoop, take your Starfleet hat off and tell me the straight scoop. And of all the characters in Voyager, they seem to be able to do that more than anyone else.
Yeah, definitely. They don't dance around any issues at all. They definitely go straight in there. That's just the conversation that we're having. They share, you know, they pick each other up when they need to pick each other up. They push each other when they need to push each other. And it's a great relationship.
And they make fun of each other when they need to make fun of each other.
Yes, very much so.
I actually just thought of an honorable mention along those lines. Do you remember in the episode Night when Captain Janeway has kind of isolated herself in her quarters and the crew's wondering, you know, why haven't we seen the captain? We're kind of worried about her. And Chakotay kind of gives this song and dance about her being able to run the ship wherever she wants. And B'Elanna basically says, cut the crap, Chakotay. What's wrong? that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, definitely that brotherly sisterly vibe.
Yeah, no one else could have said that to him, right?
No. No way. Not without getting, you know,
a punch to the face.
Some kind of reprimand. Yeah.
I like the idea of Tuvok saying it. You know, Tuvok saying,
cut the crap.
Commander, cut the crap.
That would have been great if Tuvok did it.
You don't get a lot of Vulcan saying cut the crap, that's true. I might imagine Tom Paris saying cut the crap.
Yeah.
Definitely not Tuvok. Definitely not the Doctor. Definitely not Neelix. I definitely not Kes.
Definitely not Harry.
No.
Harry wouldn't say it either. He's only an ensign.
He might say, he'd say it to Tom, but I don't
Naomi
know he'd
say would
it say
it before Harry would.
Yeah, no, who would say it to... No, I guess the point is who would say it to Chakotay.
Right? Oh, right, okay.
B'Elanna's the only one, right? Oh, sure, the Doctor would say cut the crap to everyone else.
He'd say it just to anyone, including Janeway. He'd probably say it to admirals if there were admirals there.
No. In all seriousness, I think B'Elanna is the only person who could gently say to Chakotay, come on, give us the straight scoop.
What's really going on here?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think probably the biggest thing that I took from us doing this was the fact that after realizing that there aren't that many scenes, then you realize how good those scenes are because we think there are more. So what scenes there are really establish that relationship really, really clearly. That's what I've taken from this anyway.
I think that's the thing that's so surprising. There are so few scenes, but they do such a good job of establishing the character relationship, and they're memorable. I was really genuinely surprised to find that there were so few scenes we could really draw upon, and they weren't even scenes; they were just moments in scenes in some cases.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, it's been fun talking about Chakotay and B'Elanna, but this isn't the only thing we've been talking about here on Trek FM this past week. So here's a quick look at some of the other things you may have missed elsewhere on the network.
Previously on Trek.fm, Standard Orbit.
Was the BBC wrong in doing this? Not under the auspices that this is a kid's show and showing it during, you know, when kids would be watching. Because if you think about it, there's 75 other episodes that they did show, some with some minor editing, which I think would have been appropriate.
The 602 Club.
I think they did a great job casting Melissa as Supergirl, because she has the right mixture of that Kansas Midwest meekish kind of personality, but you know what she's capable of. And I think that's a really nice analog to the way that Christopher Reeve played Clark.
Stage 9, a podcast about the people who make Star Trek.
He has worked with Robert Rodriguez. He was Rodriguez's cinematographer before Rodriguez started shooting his own movies, having worked with him on From Dusk Till Dawn, not the TV show From Dusk Till Dawn, the original masterpiece.
That's always where we go right off the rails there. So you throw in the word masterpiece right there.
And that's what else is happening on Trek.fm.
Check out these shows and find out what we're talking about in your favorite corner of the Star Trek universe and beyond. You'll find us wherever you get your podcasts. If you're an Apple user, be sure to hit the subscribe button. That helps us out greatly, and it makes it easier for other listeners to find the show as they search iTunes. If you're not an Apple user, we've got you covered as well. You can find our shows on Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Windows Phone, and of course you can stream and download the MP3 file from our website and grab the RSS link as well.
Another way you can help us keep all of our shows coming to you each week is to become a patron of the network on Patreon. If you visit patreon.com/trekfm, that's patreon.com/trekfm, you'll find our current goals and different milestone contribution levels, along with all the great perks we have for you. These perks include early access to content, exclusive content, producer credits, seats on our content development team, and more. We really appreciate any support you can give us and hope you'll join the team. Again, you'll find all the details at patreon.com/trekfm.
We'd like to take a moment to acknowledge the rest of the To The Journey team from the network, specifically C. Brian Jones, founder and publisher of Trek FM, our executive producers, Matthew Rushing and Kenneth Tripp, our art director, Aaron Harvey, Richard Marquez, our production manager, and Brandon Shea Matala, our Patreon manager. We'd also like to say a big thank you to our associate producers here on To The Journey, Bruce Lish, Ju Kim, and Norman Lau. We'd like to thank you for your support of To The Journey and of Trek FM.
Don't forget to check out Enterprise in Space, a project of the nonprofit National Space Society. Visit enterpriseinspace.org to find out more and get your seat on the mission. Also check out audible.com, offering more than 150,000 titles for your desktop or mobile device. To get a free audiobook of your choice, visit audibletrial.com/trekfm.
If you'd like to contact us about anything that you've heard on the show, there are lots of different ways that you can do that. If you go to our website, trek.fm/contact, there's a form there. If you'd like to leave us a voicemail, you can look in the sidebar on our To The Journey show page on the Trek FM website, or go to speakpipe.com/trekfm. You can find us on Twitter at trekfm. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/trekfm. And whilst you're on Facebook, you can type the Babel Conference, that's B-A-B-E-L, into the search field. Babel Conference is our listeners-only discussion group. You can also go to our website, trek.fm, and click discussion on the menu bar to go through to there as well. We invite you to leave a rating and a review of To The Journey on iTunes, and we'd love to hear any of your feedback or suggestions for the show. Suzanne, when you're not drinking prune juice, where can people find you?
You can find me lurking about the Babel Conference. You can also find me on Twitter. My handle is at KJaneWay8. That's the letter K, Janeway, and the number 8. Zachary, if people have questions for you about an animal guide Venn diagram, where can they find you?
Well, you can find me elsewhere on the Trek FM network as co-host of MetaTrek's Trek FM show on Star Trek and philosophy. And if you want to find me on Twitter, my handle there is just my name, at Zachary Fruhling. That's Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y, Fruhling, F-R-U-H-L-I-N-G. And Kay, when you're not getting told to get your act together by Chakotay, where can people find you on the Trek FM network and around the interwebs?
Well, you can find me in the Babel Conference. If you want to look me up on Twitter, my handle is Choco Weeble. And you can also find me on a recent episode of MetaTrek's with some weird people that invited me on there. I'm not sure who they were.
Some guy named Zachary.
Some guy named Zachary, yeah. And some other guy named Mike as well. No, it was really good. We had a fun episode on there. So.
It was definitely a great discussion. If you listeners haven't checked out that discussion with me and Kay and Mike over there on MetaTrek's episode 56, it was titled Reclaim, Reuse, Recycle. Be sure to check that one out. Well, everyone, thanks for listening to us talk about Chakotay and B'Elanna. Join us next week when we are going to do things the Maquis way, not the Starfleet way. But until then, this has been To The Journey.